Hello, Sunshine. This is Dr. Stacey N.C. Grant, the founder of Destiny Designers University and the Faithpreneur Movement. Faithpreneurs are faith-based entrepreneurs with a fidelity to God in organizing, managing, and operating their businesses, and or faith-based professionals looking to add another stream of income to their personal economy. I'd like to welcome you to our Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call podcast. These are weekly recordings of our Saturday fellowship where we've been sharing our prayer requests and praise reports in a safe, loving, and supportive environment for over a decade. Welcome to the family, and I pray that you are encouraged and continue in your faith walk.
Good morning and hello, Sunshine. It's Dr. Stacey N.C. Grant. Welcome to our Saturday VIP Prayer Call. I don't even understand how we are already at the last Saturday in the month of January of this new year, 2020. OMG, this month has been on steroids. But praise God, we are here. I'm thanking God for safe traveling journeys. I just arrived in Philadelphia. We're doing a session, Dr. Pamela, C.E. Jolly, and myself this morning. So it's one of those days where, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to stay on for our normal duration of the call / the Holy Ghost after party. So all of my prayer warriors that are on and available definitely will need you today to kind of step in and allow the fellowship to continue for those who are able. But, you know, I don't stop this call no matter what. So Dr. Jolly knows that I'm opening up and sharing a few things with you and then coming back in for a powerhouse session today. So the rain was coming down, and honestly, it was the angels that ushered me in because my sister was a little tired. But praise God that I am here safe and sound, and praying for all of you that are on the road, that are traveling, that you all get to your destinations as well, and those who are on their jobs or multitasking while dialing into the call. I appreciate you. And thank you to everyone who has introduced new family members to the call. Welcome to the family. It's real simple. All we do is believe that God is real, His word is true, and we know how we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the power of our testimony. So with that said, I'll open up so those who are able to say hello, tell us your name, where you're calling from, what you are grateful for, and then I'm going to jump in and share a little bit of what's on my heart. Go ahead.
Okay. Good morning. My name is Valerie Adderley. I'm from Brooklyn, New York.
Good morning, Valerie.
And what I'm grateful for, this day, the end of January. I'm just grateful for family and friends. And I'm grateful for God, the Father, giving me strength through this year coming up, 2020, the perfect vision year. And I'm thankful for you, Dr. Stacey Grant, always. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, my Valerie, and God bless you, and thank you for always being on the call. Appreciate you, and thank you for just being a part of our family.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Darnell. I'm calling from Buffalo, New York, and I won't reiterate what Valerie just said. I second what she just said. And thank you, Dr. Stacey. Thank you. And thank you for the family.
Oh, thank you, Darnell. Thank you for being a blessing as well. Always great to hear your voices. And we appreciate just the consistency with all of you being here and a part of our family. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, who else wants to say a quick hello? Once again, for those who are just calling in, this is one of those days where I do have to present, so I won't be able to be on. So just pray for Dr. Pamela, Stevie Jolly, and myself as we are starting our Women in Wealth intensive that is happening in Philadelphia. So I thank God for a safe traveling journey here and looking forward to a powerful day. So who else wants to say good morning?
Good morning, beautiful.
Hey, I know that voice. Tell everybody your name, where you're calling from, and what you are grateful for.
This is Celia calling out of Queens, New York. I am grateful that I'm able to still talk. And even with a child who's got a sport injury, we're kind of homebound, but we still have life. We still have our health for the most part right this second. And we still, this is
Really, your phone
period for me, huh?
Oh, your reception is a little bad, Celia. I was just telling you that you were going
in and
out.
I don't know why. I'm on the phone. No, part of it is my voice, I think, more so. But this this has been a very reflective period for me. For those who follow my writings on Beautiful Village Inc., I've been writing. Well, this month I started writing just a reflection of God's promises and where He has brought me from 3 years ago. I was homeless this month, to be in my own place, to know that my kids are safe and healthy, to watch my youngest son turn 12. And I'm just very grateful for, as I look back at the different days throughout this month, that things have happened over the last 3 years, knowing that I'm not dealing with those issues to that capacity with some of them or at all in others of them, and how He just kept and His promises are true. They may not be in the time frame that we want them to be, but His word never returns void. And if He said it, it will be so. We just have to have the faith and keep on pressing and praying through it until it comes to pass.
Amen. Amen. And we pray for healing of your voice. And if that's a cold, I know there's all sorts of germs flying through the air. So we pray for restoration for you, my love. And thank you for sharing your testimony and for just being a part of the family. So God bless you and your handsome princess.
Thank you. God bless you.
You're welcome, love. Anybody else want to say a quick good morning before I jump back in? And I also want to do a mic check and see who else is on to keep the line going for me while I get started with this training. So tell us your name, where you're calling from, what you're grateful for by pressing *1 for our new callers who might not have figured out that portion of the call. Just simply press *1, wait for it to unmute, and we'll hear you.
Good morning, Dr. Stacy Grant. This is
good
Jan
morning.
Olson. I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio, and I am just grateful to have another birthday tomorrow and an awesome family and friends and safety for you and your team.
Oh, happy birthday to you and happy birthday to everyone celebrating this month of January. Celia has a birthday coming up as well. So I'm a big birthday person. When it's your birthday, you got to turn up the whole month. I hope you started the celebration on the 1st and it goes all the way to the 31st, girl.
Absolutely.
And wishing you guys continued blessings. I love it. I love it. Well, thank you for being on the call and just God's continued blessings on this new turn around the sun and this new decade and new year. And there was somebody else standing by. You can go ahead right now.
Yes, good morning. This is Dauncey Butler out of Washington, D.C.
Hi, Elsie. Great to hear you.
Hi, I am just grateful for God's grace, His mercies, and new beginnings.
Amen. Amen to that. Well, thank you so much for being on the call. And hope the weather is nicer down in the D.C. area. I drove through a storm coming down to Philly. So I guess it is wintertime. I'm under some misguided notion that spring might be arriving soon. That's what happens when you live on the East Coast and you got to go through the weather. So all of my warm folks in Florida and the West Coast, send some heat and sunshine for us, please. That. Okay, anybody else want to say good morning by pressing *1? Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you are grateful for.
Morning, sunshine.
Good morning, my brother. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great and grateful to hear your voice. Go ahead and tell the family your name, where you're calling from, and what you are grateful for this morning.
Okay, I'm grateful for life. Oh, excuse me. Darren Smith, Baltimore, Maryland. I'm grateful for life, family and friends, good health and strength. Like I said, God's grace and mercy at times that I do need it. And school has started again, but that's a conversation for another day. I'm grateful for you know, community. You know, we all we all are able to get together to give God some praise. And I'm grateful for you, Dr. Stacy and C. Grant.
Oh, thank you so much, and I'm just as grateful for you, and thank you for being on the look on the call this morning.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you, dear. So I'm going to start right now, and then those who are able to stay on our VIP prayer call, prayer warriors, and faithpreneurs, I'm going to ask you to just support the rest of the call because Dr. Jolly needs me to get back in the room for us to start this program this morning. So I appreciate that I work with people who understand that my prayer call comes first and everything else after. So I'm just mindful of timing so that I can go back in, but I wanted to at least kick the call off and, one, just tell you all how grateful I am for just having each and every one of you be a part of this family, because it truly has become a family over these years where we can just fellowship, where we can look forward to gathering on a Saturday morning to lift up praise and to just thank God for his continued blessings, because his mercy and his grace are renewed daily. So praise God for that. And for each of you that share your testimonies and share your prayer requests, and that we can touch and agree together and just come before the throne of grace. So thank you to all of you. And I'm just praying for God to just blow everybody's mind. There's a song, I don't know who sings it. It's called Blow My Mind. And it's just really a refrain of just, you know, asking God to just do the amazing, the unexpected. Just blow your mind with reminding you that he hasn't forgotten your name, that he knows the prayers that you've prayed, the things that have been stored up at the altar. Because God can do anything at any time, in any moment, release the thing that you thought was forgotten, give you and open up a door that you thought was closed, because his timing is the best timing. So I just want you to be encouraged as we close out this first month of the year. It has been completely nonstop for me, and I'm grateful to God for everything that he's doing, every door that he's opening. And my prayer for myself is just to make sure that I stay focused on what he has given and use wisdom in pacing myself, getting back consistently with my health regimen, because we all know when we fall short, right? Discipline is in every area of our life. So I always talk freely and openly about the things that I know I need to be more mindful of. I'm blessed to be able to develop disciplines in a lot of multiple areas that I can help people with, but I also know that I ask for help where I need to be stronger, because you ask for help not because you're weak. You ask for help because you want to remain strong. So I thank God for my health coaches and fitness trainers and those who are around me who give me the gentle nudge like, girlfriend, how we doing? What's going on? And, you know, I have to make sure I don't go back into the trap of wanting to watch other people work out and then the weight fall off of me. All right, y'all pray for me. But anyway, I just want you to know that I understand you might be like me and not understanding how we're at the last Saturday in the month of January already. But in this season, the two words that God keeps bringing back up in my spirit, last year was shift and position. This year is ease and flow. And I'm going to continue to write down and capture some of the things he's given me for volume two of Action Action Despite the Distraction. But ease and flow means moving according to his will and his way, right? When we start trying to do things ourselves and we start getting anxious and feeling like, oh, this hasn't been done and I need to do this and I have to connect this and I have to meet. The I is that opening to ego. And we want to stay away from that, and we want to move according to the speed of God's purpose. So ease and flow is when you start seeing things line up, doors opening, things happening that you could have never orchestrated. It's way above your pay grade. Then you know it's God. You know it's him moving. It's him directing. It's him leading. And then you have a peace in your spirit. You have a confirmation in your soul that it's moving according to his will and not getting caught up with what we see in the world, but making sure that we're moving according to what God's will is for our lives. That's the difference between us as faithpreneurs and just a regular entrepreneur. We're asking God to direct and lead us, that, you know, we have a fidelity to him and how we operate, how we move, how we create, grow, and prosper. And that is what helps us to level set and at sometimes reset, which is one of the topics that I'm going to be talking about today with Dr. Jolly, and just really making sure that we're in alignment. Because when we do that, all that extra baggage and load and stress, it falls off your shoulder because you're not carrying it, right? Because you understand that God's the one that's doing the work. He's giving you skills. He's giving you capacity. He's giving you resources, services, products, and things that you're creating. But he is the one that will carry our load. He is the one that will implement. He is the one that will make all the crooked places straight. He is the one that will close the doors that you don't need to walk through and open multiple doors that you could have never imagined. But in our prayer time and in our quiet spaces, it's just meditating on hearing God's voice, the way he speaks to you, the way he confirms for you, the way he opens doors for you so that you don't get caught up with the noise of the world and you're able to recognize the difference between what sounds good but is not necessarily for you, right? Because something can look glossy and shiny, but all that glitters is not gold. So you want to make sure that you're walking in complete alignment for your assignment and that God will open up and do the impossible because that's what he does. So I'm going to just close out today. I know it's truncated because we're getting ready to get started here, but I know that there are a lot of people. I keep bumping into so many. I say, you know, I don't know. I'm still confused. And pause. All of that is the anxiety the enemy tries to put in your mind to get you distracted from what God wants you to do. Just pray. Put on some praise music that you can just listen to the words that God has given through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to those singers that can just put a praise on the inside. Sometimes you can't verbalize it. You can sing it. Sometimes ministry comes through a song. Sometimes it's through a fellowship when you go into your place of worship. But whatever that is, just sit still at some point between now and the end of the month, and just process everything that God has been showing you, all the different ways he's been speaking to you, and we've been so busy moving about and running that sometimes we can't hear it, because he will always give you confirmation. He will always give you direction, and he will always speak to you if you sit still long enough to listen. So in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. That is my scripture for me personally, as I close out this month, and, you know, there are a lot of opportunities and doors and different things opening, but I'm not jumping into anything without the confirmation in my spirit that this is the direction that God wants things to go. So I'm just sharing that with you as an opportunity for you to be in your prayer closet for the things that you've been seeking God for, the vision you've been writing and working on, making it plain, the clarity that you are seeking in your next steps to make every intentional move for 2020, not one that just lasts with everyone in hashtag 2020 vision and hashtag new decade. We're not into fads. What we're into is the consistent walk of faith, which we grow and we learn from each and every day. So all the lessons from the last decade, let's leave the things that don't help us and beset us aside, and let's move forward for the new things and the new doors and the new ways in which God is opening for each and every one of you. So with that, I'm going to pray, and then I'll open it back up for those who are still able to unmute and share and turn it over to the rest of the team who can support the call while I start this training. So, dear God, I thank you for this day. Thank you for this new day, another opportunity to come before the throne of grace, to just give you glory, to give you praise. I thank you because you are God all by yourself. I thank you. You sit high, you look low, you see all things, you know all things. I just thank you because you're just such an awesome God. You see beyond our faults, you see our needs, you know the desires of our hearts, you know the prayers that have been stored up that you will answer each and every one in your due time. So give us the patience to wait the way out. Give us the courage to stand in our faith and know that you don't start a work that you don't finish. So we thank you in advance for victory. We thank you in advance for deliverance. We thank you in advance for healing. We thank you in advance for doors opening. We thank you in advance for financial opportunities. We thank you in advance for legacy building. We thank you in advance for elder care. We thank you in advance for marriages and relationships and children. We thank you in advance for just everything that you are doing in this season. We pray for those who are recently bereaved. Lord, you know the burden of the heart when we lose someone that we love, but only you can fill that void. So I just ask you to cover and wrap those in our family who are suffering through loss. Give them the strength to honor the memory of their loved ones by how they live, and heal them in the timing that you allow for them to understand how to create a new normal without those that they love. We pray for those who've been ill, who have come out of the hospital, surgeries, anything that has challenged their bodies. We just present them to you and just ask you to have mercy on them right now and dispatch your healing angels. We pray for those who are fighting
thoughts of depression, suicide, all these things that are coming up and attacking so many people, we just rebuke it right back into the pits of hell and just ask you to have mercy and give them the ability to ask for help, to get the professional resources that are available, to get the support in their places of worship, dear Lord, but not to suffer in silence. And we pray for those in marriages and those with children that might be acting outside of their natural mind and anything that could be causing issue or problem. We just present it all to you in the matchless and the mighty name of Jesus and just ask you to move as only you can move. Where we go wrong, turn us right. Forgive us for the things we've done outside your will and your way, and just have mercy on all of our lives. And anything that we forgot to ask, please don't hesitate to grant it unto us. For Christ's sake, we pray, and let Dr. Jolly and I have an amazing, enriching, robust, and powerful training today with these amazing women who have joined us. And all these things we ask in your mighty name. Amen. Okay, family, I'm going to allow you to open up and press star one as we close out our call this morning. I will keep it open if Apostle Boyd or Brother Jason is on to just help support the call until everyone has had a chance to share.
Hey, Dr. Stacy, it's Karen in Orlando. Just wanted to say happy Saturday. Thank you so much for my birthday wishes last week, and I just thank God for just this year of double blessings and all the wonderful things that are happening all around for each and every one of us. And I appreciate your faith, Panora family. Thank you.
Well, love you too, Karen, and no worries at all. For just the blessing that you are and reminding us that you too had a birthday, happy birthday, and hope you're still celebrating. And just thank you for being a blessing, Karen, and introducing so many people to the call.
My pleasure. And yes, 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 I'm still celebrating. The month is still here. Let's do it, do it, do it. And happy birthday to all the January birthday people, and let's have the whole month. Yay.
Indeed, indeed. And thank you for the Founders Day wish, Dr. Centennial. We'll be celebrating all year long, so looking forward to fellowshipping with those members of my sorority that are on the line as well, seeing you at some point throughout the year. So thank you for that. And Dr. Jolly's giving me the signal, so I'm going to have to go in 2.2 seconds, but who else wants to say hello? And I'm going to check and see if Brother Jason is available or Apostle Boyd to just keep the line going. Or Karen, if you are able to hang on for a little bit, I just want to make sure anybody else who wants to share either a prayer request or just fellowship can do that.
I can be here for a few. Okay. Somebody got it? What did you say?
I said I'm also here, Dr. Stacy.
Oh, okay, good. And Celia is
awesome.
Here too. Okay, awesome.
Good morning.
Appreciate all of you. Good morning. Who was that that just said good morning?
Me, Karen, just saying. I was just saying hi to the person that said that they got it. Yeah, because I was saying I was going. It's tax time. Is unfortunately, well, fortunately, it's something, but gotta go to work today. Thank you.
Okay, understood. Understood. Thank you, Karen. Thank you, Celia. But does anybody else want
to say
good morning?
Good morning,
good morning,
family. How are
this
you?
Is
this is Apostle
Boyd.
God bless you.
Okay.
Blessings to every one of you. Thank you for this day, Lord. We just magnify and glorify you. I'm on my way to do some ministry, so I won't be able to stay on the line, but I just wanted to say good morning to everyone.
Well, good morning, Apostle Boy. We appreciate you, and you have a blessed time in ministry this morning. And thank you for jumping on en route.
Amen. I'm about to jump out this car right now.
Okay.
Amen.
Just be careful. No jumping. Walk out the car. Okay. Okay.
Praise God bless
Lord.
You. Love you. Okay.
Love you. Love you. Okay, family. If we don't have anyone else that wants to share, it's fine. We can just end our call early today. Because it used to be 20, 30 minutes, but we've just gotten in the habit of doing a Holy Ghost after party. So last call, and then we're going to go ahead and close out if no one else has anything to say.
for this morning, and we thank you for your presence and your participation on the call each and every week. Okay, hearing none, I will go ahead and end the call. Celia, thank you for being on standby, and Karen, thank you for being on standby. And we're just going to pray for those and stand in the gap for those who couldn't be here this morning. And we know that all will be well according to God's plan and the seed of purpose that He is moving in our lives. So I love you all. There's nothing you can do about it. And have an amazing rest of the week and close out January strong. This is Dr. Stacy signing off.
Thank you for tuning in to the Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call Podcast. We hope that you continue to listen and share this with anyone you think would be blessed by the fellowship. Sign up to participate on our live Saturday calls at www.vipprayercall.com. That's vipprayercall.com. This is Dr. Stacy signing off and hope to connect with you again soon. Bye for now.